Let me share some quotes with you that you may find a bit difficult to believe. Dr. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and is known by many as the father of public schools under the Constitution, wrote these words: "I lament that we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. We neglect the only means of establishing and perpetuating our republic form of government, that is, the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by means of the Bible." He also said this: "If moral precepts alone could have reformed mankind, the mission of the Son of God into our world would have been unnecessary." And this: "Let the children who are sent to the schools be taught to read and write, and above all, let both sexes be carefully instructed in the principles and obligations of the Christian religion. This is the most essential part of education." Guess who said this? What students would learn in American schools above all is the religion of Jesus Christ. That was George Washington, our first president. Benjamin Franklin said this: "That the schools should teach the excellency of the Christian religion above all others, ancient or modern." John Jay, the first Supreme Court Chief Justice of the United States, appointed by George Washington in 1789, said, "Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers." Up until the year 1900, the book that was used in public schools most often, second only to the Bible actually, was the New England Primer. The New England Primer started out with a divine song of praise to God for a child, and then prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for children to pray. It taught the children the alphabet with things like this: A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. B, heaven to find, the Bible mind. C, Christ crucified, for sinners died. And on it goes, teaching children the basic truths from Scripture. We've come a long way, haven't we? A long way in the wrong direction. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Father, thank you that we have the privilege of living in a country that was founded by godly men and women upon your principles and upon your word. Thank you for the many, many years when we put your word in a preeminent place in our public institutions and in our schools. Forgive us, Lord, for the way we have rejected you in recent years. Would you bring us back to our roots and help us to learn to bring you glory and honor again in every walk of life? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.